The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Joining us now, Amelia Irvin, winner of the Young Voices Campus Pundit Scholarship. Hey there, Amelia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Doc?
Doing fine. Chris, what is the Young Voices Campus Pundit Scholarship?
So if you remember, a couple months ago, we partnered up with Young Voices to, and it was for them to find a winner for their scholarship.
Who's we?
Me and you. We partner up with them. And they
was
found
I there
one.
For this?
Yes, you were. You actually talked about it. Did you forget?
Wow, I cannot remember anything. I have no knowledge of this.
I can see your face is so blank.
Was I a pod person? Was I replaced by
no,
aliens or something?
No, it was you, and it was back when Cal was still here.
Oh, well, that was long ago. I'm trying to erase those memories about Cal. So what does it do? What is the scholarship program?
Well, basically is they get some money for school.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
But
then they had
to
submit. They had
to
submit a piece, and they have first, second, and third place. And Amelia was first place. Rossi was the second place, and Andrea was the third place. And we have her piece, and her piece was about Amelia. If I'm going right, was about gun safety in school. Correct.
Let me just ask Amelia because I think you're going to do a better job explaining this than Chris or I. So yes, explain what this is.
Sure. So Young Voices put on this basically an opinion piece writing contest where you can submit a piece to Young Voices editors and they'll help you clean up your writing, make sure all of your thoughts are really clear, and then you pitch it to your school newspaper and they print it in the opinion section. So they've gotten lots of submissions, lots of great pieces on the three winning pieces were all on gun rights, which is awesome. So, yeah, I wrote a piece about why we should arm campus police and why students should be allowed to carry on campus. And I was able to win the first place prize. So it was really exciting.
That's really cool. So what I'll do is I'll tweet out a link to it so people can read the article for themselves so they can see your thoughts. Explain your thoughts on why students should be able to carry. Because the headline is, for student safety, allow guns on campus.
Sure. So basically, Georgetown's campus right now is a gun-free zone, which means that just carrying on campus itself is illegal. It's a criminal act. But students are basically defenseless if anyone comes on campus with the intent to harm someone. So that's fundamentally unfair to us as students. We don't somehow check our rights when we decide to become a college student. And Georgetown actually has a large veteran population getting master's degrees. We have a great ROTC program. So we already have a lot of students on campus who would be able to handle a firearm. And I just think that it's sort of silly that we're not allowed to defend ourselves on campus.
So what are your thoughts on David Hogg and the whole March for Our Lives?
I think that that sort of spiraled way out of control at this point. David Hogg and friends, his little squad, they're really, they don't seem to really know what they're talking about ever. They just yell things really angrily and call people murderers and just think that counts as like political discourse. And it doesn't. So I think that if you're going to talk about weapons, you should at least know something first, and you're not going to just malign the character of everyone that you are talking to.
Yeah, and that really seems to be it. My frustration with them is not that they're speaking or that they're ignorant. That happens. A lot of us are ignorant about things at times. Is that nobody ever calls them on their ignorance. Again, not that they're dumb or that they have low IQs or intelligence, but they're just not informed.
Sure, and like you said, no one says, like, wait, no, that's not correct. You cannot just say random things that you think are true. You know, the job of a TV or a radio host is to say, hey, no, actually, correction, that's not in fact true.
Even if it's something that's more opinion based, you should at least be willing to say, well, hold on, let me play devil's advocate on this stuff. You know, hold on, let me pause and see what your thoughts are on this.
Sure, especially because like some of the claims that they make are just so far out there, and you know, like calling Dana Lash a child killer and just things that should not be left unchallenged.
So what do you think the attitude is generally just with your friends or your sphere of influence or people that you go to school with? are, because the media would have us believe that everybody out there under the age of 25 is like, we've got to get rid of these guns. When I see some statistics that show that most younger people actually support gun ownership. So what do you see in your world?
So my campus, Georgetown, is fairly liberal. That being said, a lot of people who are in my friend circle and a lot of people outside my friend circle do support gun rights, have guns at home, come from families where hunting is very normal, dad has a shotgun under the bed, that sort of thing. However, there are a lot of students who are like, this is the stupidest idea I've ever heard. We should never have guns on campus. We should never arm police officers, which was I was not expecting to be a controversial part of anything that I had written. So I think there's just a big divide, but there's definitely a diversity of views, and that should definitely be acknowledged.
But they're to the point that they're saying we shouldn't arm police officers?
Yeah. So the first part of my article was talking about how our police force do PD is unarmed. They just have pepper spray and a safety baton. And frankly, I could be armed as well as UPD at any point during the day and no one would know. But I wrote, you know, this is silly. We should do a review. They should consider arming some of the police officers at least. And a lot of people said, oh, like this would be unsafe for students of color. All of a sudden, like people would be shot in the streets if they were wearing a hoodie. And I think that those claims are kind of unfounded and a little bit of just everyone freaking out about things that are very, I mean, it seems like they've never even met anyone from GUPD. They're all very nice men, you know, non-threatening types. So the whole thing is very silly to me.
So where do they come up with that attitude? That has to be echo chamber. Their life has to be living in a little bubble with people, family, friends, whatever, that have perpetuated these myths. Those things are just not true.
Sure. I think a lot of it is stemming from the Black Lives Matter movement and how they've elevated a lot of the stories of unarmed Black men being shot by police officers and assume that that's going to happen everywhere. That's going to happen every time a person of color interacts with a cop, even though that's fundamentally untrue. So I do think that they just interact with people like themselves. And a lot of that is because they can't even stand to be around people who are like me, who have different views than them, because in some ways they view those, they think that my views are an insult to their very core and an insult to their humanity. So then, of course, we can't be friends if you think that I hate you, even though I don't.
Right.
So I think that it's just everyone's getting into their own little silos of opinion. And, yeah, so that's why things like this are controversial and they shouldn't be.
So what do we do? I mean, we know the statistics. We've talked about them before, that crime, mass shootings, and mass murders are on the decrease in spite of Parkland. We know if you look over the last 30, 40, 50 years, they are on the decrease. But still, we don't want to see people shot or murdered on campus, whether that's public school, high school, college, whatever, or in an office, anywhere. So what do we do with some of those people, like this kid in Parkland that murdered all those people? What do you think we could do? Are there any positive steps we can take?
I like the idea that's been floated by some. I believe David French wrote about it in National Review really quickly after the Parkland shooting, the idea that you can basically take someone's firearms away from them temporarily if you think that they're a threat to themselves or others, using a court order. Like, you can go to court the next day and see if, and like basically present evidence that this person is going to hurt themselves or hurt someone else. I think that putting a security guard in schools is a good idea. In Maryland, we had a school shooting a couple weeks ago, and two people were shot, and then the school resource officer arrived on the scene and confronted the shooter, and then it was over. So even though, like, obviously it's a problem because we shouldn't have anyone being shot in the school, at least the school resource officer is able to prevent, like, mass murder, which is always that someone is able to stop someone from killing more people.
But we did have a resource officer in Parkland at Marjorie Stone Douglas. So, I mean, I like the idea. I'm just pointing out it's not a silver bullet.
Yeah. People are obviously fallible, and they're going to not do the right thing sometimes, and they're going to be cowards and stay outside. Some people have talked about hiring veterans to guard guard schools because they've been like in combat scenarios. So I think that's something that that should be considered as well. Like, think about people who have been in intense intense situations where they have to act quickly. And I think that would be good because it's sort of hard to predict beforehand what someone will do if they've never been in that situation before.
What about locking down schools and making them, you know, your kids have to go through metal detectors where it's secure every day, constantly?
I don't think that's a bad idea. I think that people freaking out about, oh, we're turning our schools into prisons. I mean, no, that's not true. Schools, you're going through all those medical detectors to protect you. Prisons are doing that to keep you inside, obviously.
Right. Well, and it's so funny, too, because they're willing to give up Second Amendment rights in order to secure their school. But the smallest infringement of or perceived infringement of their Fourth Amendment, clear backpacks, then they're pissed.
Sure. And yeah, that's because they don't have any respect to the Second Amendment. A lot of them, they just want to slowly chip away at it until we don't have any Second Amendment protections at all. And I also, I think that it's kind of, the obsession is silly because, you know, my elementary school, we had a big fence. The secretary would have to buzz everyone in if you came after school had already started. They're very like common sense things. Like, we didn't go through any metal detectors, but you know, as an elementary school, normally elementary school children are not shooting each other. Normally, if a shooting happens at an elementary school, it's an adult. So just having, you know, a gate, a big fence around your campus where there's one entrance would be a good idea in that situation, too.
I'll go ahead and tweet out a link to your article so people could check it out. Really appreciate you joining us, though, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much. Amelia Irvin, winner of the Young Voices Campus Pundit Scholarship, she's a junior at Georgetown University as well.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.